brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let me go over here and look at Infowars.com and see what our T-minus is. Our countdown to the money bomb. I hope everybody will spend some time Saturday checking it out and donating, even if it's as little as $5, because that's what's fun about it, and it will go 100% into the fight against the New World Order. 100%. That way, not much taxes will be paid on it on my end, because it'll all go into business expenses. That's the great part. That's why I love spending all my money and not keeping much of it for myself in the fight against the New World Order, because then the bastards don't get any too much of the tax money. I mean, I guess on employees I pay, they get some taxes, and but not on the building, not on computers and a bunch of other stuff. Ha ha. I kind of center my life around that. That's kind of how I don't pay taxes, is I just spend it all on the business. You know, you spend $15,000 a month on servers, and Uncle Sam doesn't get that. It's all just info missiles firing right down his snout. Oh, I absolutely love it. We've got a guest coming up here in a moment. I'm going to look at the money bomb. 2 days, 10 hours, 59 minutes, 8 seconds. That's 2 days, 10 hours, 59 minutes, and 3 seconds. 2 days, 10 hours, 59 minutes, 0 seconds until the money bomb. We've got a countdown clock up on Infowars.com right now. Has my IT guy, and amongst all his other duties, have you written the little script yet so we can tabulate every 30 minutes or so as the money comes in Saturday? Because everybody likes that, to show the graph going up. We're going to have that? And I got my limited staff running around trying to buy some better Zoom cameras to go cover the Bilderberg Group next week. All right, we got a guest coming up. That's enough about the money bomb. I just realized I haven't really talked about it much. Let's go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and see how many pledges we've gotten. My ultra-fast internet's taking its time loading, a few hours. I'm out of my mind, ladies and gentlemen. I think everybody realizes that. You know, because it'll good thing I lost my mind or I'd have gone insane. As Dick Curtis likes to say. That's a good song. Maybe we should play that. Or no, is that a George Strait song? Who does that song? $66,300 has been pledged. It's only going up a couple thousand a day, folks. We need to see that skyrocket. We need to see everybody. We got to write an email through to send out to all our folks that have gotten on our email list. Need a few articles out of Nimmo, a few articles out of Waddle, maybe one out of Dykes. Paul Watson goes by Paul Watson. His real name is Paul Waddle. And then the guy that's running my show right now, his name's Perkle. Oh, God, this is what happens when you stay up till... I left at 1, I got to sleep about 2, and I got up at about 6:30. And I've been exercising again, that's why I'm turning into a maniac. I'm addicted. You know, I've been exercising twice a day. I've come gone completely off the deep end. I'm doing anything not to cover this news, because I'm just sick of it. Oh, God. CIA's Hayden proffers nonsense on networked al-Qaeda. Yeah, the media, the Intel Center, and others go, there'll be a new Bin Laden tape. Another grandson of ADL head will come out and tell us that they're about to nuke us today. And sure enough, the video comes out. We're going to nuke you. We're going to kill you. We work for al-Qaeda. And Hayden says he's sure al-Qaeda has regrouped. They're trying to catch Bin Laden as much as they can, but al-Qaeda is going to hit even harder once a new president comes in. Al-Qaeda will hit us to test the new president. Yeah, to give the president a new grandstanding ability and to take more liberties and freedoms and launch more wars. Can you imagine? A lot of conservatives didn't like Obama, but after the terrorists nuked Chicago, it happened to be his home city. They got firmly behind him and now appreciate their commander. They didn't think the first woman president could do it, but she's tough. I like the way she nuked 14 nations after we got hit by the al-Qaeda's. I'm glad she's arresting all these people and taking guns. We got to do it to defend the country. I like McCain. You know, he may be 76, but after we got hit by the nuke, he became one hell of a president. Any way you cut it. After they released the bioweapon, McCain got tough and saved America.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Rex Stevens is not his name, that's his pen name. He writes for TexasZeroTolerance.com. And earlier, just a side issue, and I'm wrong about something I corrected. I was saying that it's 50,000 watts. It's 50,000 volts in a taser. But getting back to this, I became aware of this in Austin, Texas in 1996. And then I became aware of other programs across the country. I mean, I literally see it. I probably got 10 stories today in the U.S. and England, Australia. It's all the same plan. Where a child falls asleep, they're arrested. A child drops a banana peel, they're arrested. A child drops a tiny piece of cake, they're beaten and tasered, not resisting. That's again today that happened, not just a few months ago with the beating over the cake in the cafeteria. The teachers aren't allowed to yell at you. They're not allowed to discipline you. The coaches can't run you until you throw up. Every time I got in trouble, they do that. I didn't want to get in trouble again. They just arrest you. Parents in Houston, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, if your kid, quote, doesn't finish their homework, you're arrested. They call it truancy. The law doesn't say that's truancy. It's all lawless. But the parents are so dumb, they call them in and scream at them. I've been to family court and watched it, and say, sign these forms. The judge orders you to. They're not allowed. It's all color of law, all contract fraud. It's like a car dealer saying, I command you or I'll arrest you to sign that you'll buy a $10,000 Toyota for $100,000. You go, oh, yes, sir, and sign it. Yes, ma'am. It's the law to take vaccines. Line up with police dogs in St. George County up in Maryland We had the state attorney on, admitting, well, there's no law, but we told him it is. So I was already aware of this. With the ASAP program in 96, 97, 98, it was a federally funded program. In the county, and this happened because my camera guy, Mike Hampson, you know, he has good kids. They're grown up now and married, both of them, Crystal and Justin. Good old Mike Hampson. His son had the flu. And I remember because Mike didn't show up to do camera work for me, and he used to come in and work part-time. He wasn't there, and I remember calling, where are you? I'm sick. We all got the flu. And he calls me back, I don't believe what happened. This guy was cussing and yelling at us and threatening to arrest me and demanding to search the house. I'm so sick, I didn't call for Justin. And his wife, by the way, worked for Travis County at the time in accounting. So, I mean, he knew everybody down there. He got real mad. Had the flu. And so we found out about ASAP. And then we went down and started covering it. And if you had three tardies, they would count that. It starts in the sixth grade. Kids are learning it then. So then they would criminally charge you with Texas truancy when one unexcused absence isn't truancy. It's 16 unexcused, at least it was then. I don't know what it is now. I haven't read the law yet. I mean, I haven't looked at it in years. 16 unexcused in a semester. I mean, it's got to be really bad, 16, before it becomes criminal. It didn't matter. It wasn't one. It wasn't two. It wasn't 3 days. It's three tardies. Then Judge Jean Mirror, we've got a newscast of this. I've aired it on my local TV show, CBS, said, late to class, go to jail. And it showed Judge Jean Mirror and training judges in all the local schools in 6th and 7th grade, where if you're late to class three times, she goes, sign here, and screams at the parents. They sign their kid on probation for a law that didn't exist. And the little kid, 6 years old, the dad's going, you know you were bad, say you're sorry. And Judge Jean Mirror goes, all right, now you're in probation for 6 months. You do one thing wrong, you're going to prison. It's about getting you into the system. By understanding, it's lawless. She is a criminal. It's false charges every time. That isn't true, Judge Jean Mirror. When you're not running around CPS and kids or driving around with your friends with your shaved head, we all know. The point is, why don't you just go ahead, sue me? Because you're not, because it's true. Everything I'm saying is true. For those listening around the country, we don't believe it. There's no truancy. There's no law. But they trick you into signing. I'm going to shut up now and go to Rex Anderson, who works in education in Texas, or Rex Stevens, just go to Infowars.com. We have a link to it. Texas public schools producing criminals and generating revenue. That's all they are, is prison integration centers. Rex, thank you for coming on. Tell us what you've witnessed yourself.
Well, thank you, Alex. Appreciate being a guest on your show and focusing attention on police in schools. It's a very important issue to all parents and even community members that don't have children in school. I have been working with the Texas Zero Tolerance Parents Organization for a while. I'm a volunteer and a contributor to their website when appropriate. And they really have collected a lot of information on some of the issues that you've talked about ridiculous treatment of students in school regarding police arrest and even putting them on probation, taking them to court and detaining them. So there are lots of stories. They're developing every day, and it's important for parents to understand how schools have authority to do this and what they can do about it if they don't think it's appropriate in their school district.
Now, let's be clear. I'm not looking for special cases. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no law. You've got the flu. They show up within hours under ASAP demanding to come in. You lay your head down, criminal charges. I mean, this is hardcore. Tell them, you just heard the horror stories I've seen in Austin. A, have you seen other ones like that around Texas? B, give us some other cases.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There are cases in just about every school district in Texas. But the good news, Alex, the good news is that not all school districts operate under those policies. And what's important for parents to understand in Texas is that Texas has independent school districts, which is different than some other states, but it's very important to know the structure of this. Texas has independent school districts that are funded independently from the rest of the government. Texas school districts have independent taxing authority from the same tax base that the cities and the counties do. And it's important for parents to understand that municipal police, county police, and municipal courts and county courts have no jurisdiction on any school property without school board approval in Texas.
Please continue.
The cases that you've mentioned, there are many listed on the Texas Zero Tolerance webpage. They've got a site that collects this information, and they've turned into a valuable source for parents in Texas, and it's even spreading across the nation. It started out simply because of some involvement in a local small school district that was just unfair and ridiculous, and Fred Hink, along with Eddie Evans and Kurt Lane, are really the co-directors. I just assist occasionally, but they're the ones that do the really work. There have been occasions just recently in this school year where I think you probably saw that. A girl dropped some cake on the cafeteria floor and ended up having her arm broken by a security guard at the school security.
All on video. She was polite, did nothing.
Yeah, that security guard was removed from his job, fortunately, so the school district did continue on with their policies of school police in schools. But the important thing to know is that no police have jurisdiction on any school campus without a school board policy on a case-by-case basis by the school administration calling the police. So the issues are completely under the school board authority when police become involved and arrest students at school.
Now, I want to be clear. Federal government got involved, removed other forms of discipline like running boys till they throw up or paddling them if the parents authorize it. I mean, I was in high school 16, 17 years ago when they did that. They don't do that now. They've banned dodgeball. They've banned wrestling outside. Kids need to get this energy out. And so now they just call the police for anything. So also, government engineering has turned our kids into little brats, and there are some really bad ones. Because they took discipline out, now everything falls apart, and then now they throw the book at everybody.
Well, in Texas, it's a little bit different. There is definitely discipline in Texas schools. In fact, the most recent Attorney General's opinion on corporal punishment in schools, let me give you the summary. The summary is that school districts can use any force short of deadly force to compel a student to comply. That's according to the Attorney General. And that school districts in Texas can use corporal punishment even against the written objection of the parent.
Now, that's bad. That's bad and shouldn't be done.
Absolutely. But here's where the control comes in.
You got to love the state. We can beat your children, but you can't spank your children.
Yeah, it kind of works out that way sometimes. But here's the interesting concept, though. Your local school district that's elected by the community actually controls what goes on in your school. They can actually have a policy that says, the school only come when called by the administration. They have no jurisdiction here at all. Or they can have the school police working under contract, or they can have their own independent police force in Texas. Texas schools have authority to have their own independent police force that answers to a designee of the school board.
Now tell us about this little boy who had sick family. He put his head down.
The article that was on the Texas Zero Tolerance webpage under passing the paddle, which is a concept that was developed by the courts that are receiving these referrals. They call it passing the paddle from the school district. But that's an actual true case. A young boy that had some family emergency the night before, and the next day at school he was a little bit tired. His mother had gone to the hospital, and he fell asleep on his desk. And don't really know how the policeman came into the classroom. Probably the school teacher called him, or they patrolled the halls, but came in and woke him up, handcuffed him, took him out of the class, and issued him a citation for disorderly conduct, which is completely independent jurisdiction by the school districts. They can adopt municipal codes, or they can adopt penal codes, and apply them to student behavior at school.
Well, I see these schools and their little prisons. He also got 6 months probation. Are you familiar with how they lie and say that three lates is a truancy when missing a whole day isn't truancy? I mean, they also...
Well, let me clear up what the truancy laws are. There are state laws that compel students to attend school. And school districts are required to file in court under federal requirements of No Child Left Behind. They are required to, if they accept the money, they're required to have some processes for filing on truancy. So Texas does. But truancy, here's what truancy is. Truancy is failure to attend school. It's not failure to attend class. The Attorney General has an opinion on that, and he states very clearly that if the student is at school and doesn't go to class, that's not truancy because they are at school, and failure to go to class is a rule violation, not a criminal violation. It's 3 unexcused absences in 4 months, or 10 unexcused absences in, 3 unexcused absences in 4 weeks, or 10 unexcused absences.
Okay, so they've tightened it down, but still, Being late to class three times is not Al-Qaeda.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
All over the country, they have drug dogs, they search everybody, they're constantly controlling everyone. Cameras in the school bathrooms, cameras in the classrooms. I mean, just integrating them into the prison society. Talking to Rex Stevens, and he's written some amazing articles for TexasZeroTolerance.com. Give us some more of the horror stories that are going on, sir.
Interesting situation that's there in your town in Austin is another school in Austin that was very proud of the concept that they developed a policy to make kids go to class by, you mentioned filing on them for truancy if they failed to go to class. Well, I don't know if it was that same school in your town or another one, but they published a article about how proud they were of their system, that if the students weren't to class before the tardy bell rang, they shut the classroom door and lock it. And everybody in the hall was issued a citation for trespassing.
Yeah, and then they
weren't in their classroom.
And then they get you on criminal charges.
Yeah, there are all kinds of mechanisms.
But, of course, that's fraud because you invite them in as a learning environment and then make it a prison grid. I mean, there
are absolutely.
There aren't no trespassing signs posted for the students.
Well, the children are required.
I understand government's God. I understand they're kings. But who can deny we're in a police state here, Rex?
Well, that seems to be the system that's being moved in on us, and they're training the children to accept it. It looks like to me.
Thumb scanning to get school lunches. Give us some more horror stories.
Well, you have all kinds of situations with children with special needs where it shows up a lot. You have a special education student that has identified disabilities. And some of those children act out. They're emotionally disturbed. They have different disabilities.
And the government freaks out any excuse to taser or attack.
Well, yeah, the schools are supposed to establish individual behavior plans or individual education plans, and then the school teachers are supposed to follow it. But oftentimes these children act out and require a little bit of attention. So if the school is able to criminalize their behavior as opposed to meet their unmet needs from their learning disability, then they're relieved of some responsibility if they can have the child taken to court. And that's one of the mechanisms that's been in effect since around 1975. The schools have raised some confusion between students with severe educational needs and then criminalize their behavior.
Well, that you always hear about them tasering autistic kids, or the kid won't get out of their seats. So they call cops in and they taser him, and the child's, you know, autistic. I see those every week in the news around the country. I mean, how do have cops gotten to the point where they taser a retarded kid?
Hopefully, I haven't heard of any cases of being tasered in Texas yet.
No, not in Texas.
Boy, if anybody hears about that, please contact
the website. Google police taser mentally retarded. Yeah, it'll be everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. However, parents, this website is for parents, and it gives them a lot of information that they can battle these different issues in their schools and protect their own children if the school doesn't. I encourage you all to go to there and peruse through the articles. There were some by attorneys, some by the, well, there's one particularly by the American Bar Association on there. Opposition to zero tolerance in the schools. And just to explain why this parents organization calls it Texas Zero Tolerance is because it's a parents organization that has a zero tolerance for schools treating children poorly. And that's their position. And they've been quite successful in bringing attention to some of the more important issues, and certainly had some strong effects on the school district that the parents live in that initiated this whole program.
Well, here's the deal. The military-industrial complex runs the red light cameras. They train the police. They've made us an arms market. And they now are financing with federal grants, as you know, to basically take over the schools and do all this. And they want these to be their new prison industry. And I don't know how any parent would put their child in a government training camp. I know there are some decent public schools, but they're now the minority. And, I mean, these places are scary.
Well, Texas is unique, as in my research, because of the...
Rex, your phone was cutting out. Because of what? I think his phone just died, or he thinks it did. Rex? Yeah, Rex, I think your phone cut out for a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got another one right now. So.
That's okay. Go ahead and turn the radio off. Texas is unique. Why?
Yeah, Texas is... Hold on, let me get the radio off. Texas is unique. Sorry about this phone.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to keep doing this, Rex. Go ahead now. You got to turn that radio off.
Yeah, you there?
Yes, sir. Go ahead now.
Okay, sorry.
Texas
is unique because we have independent school districts, and the authority of the independent school district school board is awesome. And I wanted to tell you, you know, you've got a lot of Ron Paul listeners. They need to target running for school board.
I tell you what, stay there. Come back. We'll give you 3 or 4 minutes on the other side because you got cut short there. Then Jim Tucker, go ahead and get him lined up, too. New Bilderberg developments for next week. As we count down towards that, then a financial guest coming on next hour. Rex, if you can, stay there about 10 more minutes with me. Let's go ahead and get Tucker on. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
So many people,
I can't get no relief,
think that they're part of the power structure. There were some locals on a talk radio show yesterday here in Austin going, hey, oil prices are too high. They're $4 a gallon plus. We need to go in and loot Iraq and take all their oil. Snickering, giggling, getting real evil. Don't you understand, schmucks? You're not part of the power structure. They're looting you too, dummy. When other commoners are being looted, you're going to get looted. What comes around goes around. You reap what you sow. I mean, the average guy making 50 grand a year thinks he's a member of the elite. And the elites are masters of that. All I know is that back when I fought this 10 plus years ago, they would take 3 absences, call it a truancy, and falsely charge you. And we would come in there with a law and read it and show how it was a fraud, and they had to stop. And then after that, they would, yeah, say you were trespassing in the school if you didn't get in the door on time. And I was a straight-A student my last 2 years in high school. I would went to Anderson High School, big high school, and I'd have one class on one, another on another, and you'd have like 5 minutes to get from one to another. And I had so many books, I'd try to run to my locker, but I got to where I couldn't do that. So I carried a huge bag of books. I would run in, I had to, you know, urinate and then run to get to my other class, and other kids always got in late. If it was one of the classes from end to end of the school, you know, say three floors up. Now criminal charges, folks, and I was such a straight-A student and so quiet, people all thought I was a cop. Because I've gone from being this bad student in Dallas to just wanting to get out of high school. We're about to go to Jim Tucker here in just a moment, and I know I've been running over him. Such great information at TexasZeroTolerance.com. Before we go to Jim Tucker, Rex Stevens, who's in education and exposing all this, how do parents get involved? How do they learn their rights? Do they first just learn this is happening? How do we go in and take over the local school districts that the feds are funding, but we still have the power? I mean, I think that's the key message here, is that we do have levers of power, not just in Texas, but in some other areas to a lesser extent, where we can go in and take the schools over. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Texas has very unique governance policies, and it's a local control. There are about 1,200 independent school districts in Texas, and they range from about 80,000 students down to 150 or less students. And they're all controlled by elected school boards from the community that attends that school. And these are just parents who run for the school board. And they absolutely are where the buck stops as far as all policies that go on in that school district.
And the problem is a lot of control freaks that want power look for that and enjoy the pettiness of sitting up there and preening themselves and acting powerful. It's disgusting.
Well, there definitely is some boss hog politics associated with Texas school boards. But
yeah, a lot of money getting stole, so we need good people who don't want power to get involved now. Give us the website and other tips.
Well, it's TexasZeroTolerance.com, and that is the best source of information that I've been able to discover for parents to learn their rights, learn procedures, get information from attorneys or from advocacy groups as to how they can advocate for their child, because really it comes down to the parent having the knowledge and being able to advocate for their own child, because if you don't, nobody else will.
Well, they even had a PBS special just a few weeks ago. It was mainly about Texas prison industry. I saw some clips on YouTube. I want to watch the whole thing, but they were admitting that Texas has more people in prison than, we're like number third in the world, counting us as a country. U.S. is number one, then China, then Texas, if you were to break Texas apart. I mean, it's incredible. That's our business. And they're going in and lobbying the school districts, town, city, state, to make tougher laws or have total enforcement to fill the private prisons and juvenile halls because they built so many. I mean, you know, when they're grabbing 11-year-olds who are straight-A students because they put their head down in class and giving them criminal charges, we got a big problem.
Yeah, and like I said, the issue in Texas is your locally elected school board can stop that. They can have a policy that says, well, we're going to call the police under certain very limited circumstances, and we expect the school administrators and the teachers that we hire to implement the discipline management program that they're required to have. Texas requires that schools teach self-discipline. That's a disciplinary technique that has very, very specific policies. But I don't see a lot of that going on.
Well, I think running them is the best thing.
Yeah, that works real well. That's very common. We've done that for years. I grew up in the same Texas schools you did, Alex.
Well, the coaches would always think I would even act like I didn't want pops because I actually wanted those instead of being run, you know, 15 laps till I threw up with them screaming at me. And I would, please don't pop me. And I would trick them into giving me a paddling because that's a lot better than
over in a hurry.
Exactly. Because I can just tune it out. But, well, listen, Rex, I really appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate it, Alex. Thank you very much.
Oh, the Ron Paul stuff. You said.
I wanted to encourage, you know, you have a lot of Ron Paul supporters, and that is the place that they can do the most good if they want to enter into a political arena that is going to make a definite effect on their family and their lives, then they need to go out and get elected to the local school boards and stop some of this nonsense in the schools and go back to real schools that teach children how to behave and academic as well.
Thank you, Rex, for coming on with us, and thank you for standing up for these innocent people, these poor innocent children. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Okay, going to Jim Tucker. I really appreciate him holding. I'll be seeing Jim next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday morning. We're going to be staying at the Hilton because that's the closest and hard to believe one of the cheapest in the area. That's why we need your support. It's so expensive to go. The Chantilly Marriott. And I've got a big announcement about Bilderberg coming up at the end of this hour. Please tune in. Tell others to tune in. If you know someone that lives in Virginia, they can make $1,000 by doing this. Just listen carefully. But I wanted to go to Jim Tucker right now. Jim, you've now learned more about their attempted ruse to fool us that it was, in Greece and with any other new developments. Jim Tucker, AmericanFreePress.net.
Yes, there's the guys in Europe who collaborate with me every year. Many of them are convinced that Bilderberg set up this ruse about the place in Greece where they met a few years ago, being the site of the meeting as of last May or something. But fortunately, one of our readers was able to crack through the code of the Dutch domestic in-house computer, where the in-house people were told that the Prime Minister would be meeting with Bush on Wednesday and then going from there to from the White House to Chantilly for the Bilderberg meeting. And I called up the embassy, and they confirmed, yes, he'll be attending a Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, Virginia. So that nailed it down pretty solidly. And so I'll see you there Wednesday.
Now, Jim Estelin, he has been out of pocket for us, even though we've got a cell phone and home in Spain. Is Daniel Estelin going to be coming next week?
I don't know. I've not been able to get through to him. And I think he may be decide to give up, to let Bilderberg rest. He's selling his books well and so forth. But he didn't attend last time because he said his wife's mother was dying, and that's unfortunate. His mother-in-law being on her deathbed, that was understandable. But efforts to reach Danny this year have been futile. The cell phone doesn't get through. The computer doesn't get through. So I don't know if he'd be there or not. I hope he is.
Well, we can rest when we're dead. I hope he certainly comes to the event. Now, we've already seen a YouTube video, and it matches the maps and Google Street View we've got, where people have driven up to this. This is off a main road, and then a good 200 yards on the property down a forest path downhill, very wooded, very hard to get to. We're trying to look at topography maps right now to see about long-range lenses trying to shoot video over, but it doesn't look like it. I mean, this is going to be tough, but
yes, it will. I was there once before, and I'm trusting my memory now, going back a few years. As I recall, down that narrow road was a public. It was a public road, but they would not let you park. And I think the parking was a permanent arrangement, not just a.
Well, let me be clear. There's a main road that you can park on that is a government. I mean, that is a public road. But then there's the final drive. They're saying isn't, and it goes right up to the front of the classic style where it's got the cobblestones and it's like a two-story luxury hotel. So from what we see with the maps. Is that, they're going to try to not even let us park on a main road, and then we can't walk in. Describe, you were there before at the Marriott Chantilly, ultra five-star luxury hotel, golf course resort. Tell us what you were able to get, Jim, because I'm going to want you to drive around with us and help us ferret ways to get videos of these nasties.
Well, trusting my fading memory with the onus of Alzheimer's, I do recall being at the hotel, going inside. Of course, I got there before they were starting to shut down, which is normally about noon on Wednesday, before the meeting begins, when the advance staff shows up with their bosses, big trunks, and all the documents they're going to be given, and all that stuff. So it may have been Tuesday or Wednesday for logistic reasons, I can't get there until Wednesday this year. Normally, I'd be there on Tuesday.
You know, I'm an idiot. I don't want to miss family, so I'm leaving on Wednesday. And that's it. Change the plane tickets. I want to leave Tuesday. Aaron, can you come in there real fast? Go ahead, Jim. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to offer $1,000 to whoever I choose because I need good video. Go check in. That means you only get about $700 because it's like $250. Go check in, get video, shoot the conference halls. It's got to be done now because there's already government people there, according to video we've already gotten outside. We need to get inside. We need footage for a film or to put it out for free on the web or at prisonplanet.tv inside. And I, if I'd have known this, I would have gone to Canada early before, but we learned so late. Let me just ask Aaron right now because I'm so busy. We'll just do this on air. Aaron, can we move those plane tickets to Tuesday?
I mean, let's find out right now. I don't want to just eat $400 or $500 tickets, but maybe we can change somebody's ticket and send somebody a few days early. Do you accept this mission? You're getting a big bonus, buddy. You have been up here working very hard. Up here till 3 last night. You have done well. Fire, yes, fire the investigation probe. Find out. We'll just send you early. Okay, let's go back. Jim Tucker, yeah, it's important to get there early, isn't it? But you're saying you can't be there early.
I'll be leaving Washington about mid-morning on Wednesday, I hope. I get things pinned down in time. And be at the Bilderberg site early in the afternoon. Now, I'll be staying in a different, in the apparently more expensive hotel, at least for the first day or so, because I've already put it on our website that I'll be there. So if anybody, people have a right to chase me down there, and the sources develop, they're likely to get through to me where they think I'll, where I'm supposed to be staying. It was the Westfields Marriott, and I was confirming that they were all booked up. They told me that the closest hotel was the Hilton in Herndon, Virginia, which I understand from you is about, or somebody is about 5 miles away. And I think yours is going to be closer and cheaper, fortunately. But
well, actually, we did find one place, but it doesn't have a room big enough to do interviews in at that extended stay, and it's only like $60 cheaper. So we're going ahead and staying at the Hilton with you, Bubba.
Oh, and up at the Hilton in Herndon?
Yeah, what? You haven't moved, have you?
Oh, no. I'll be checking into the Hilton in Herndon, Virginia.
Besides, that's only about 4 miles away, actually, and the others are about 2 miles away. I mean,
yeah.
All the reporters are going to be there. Everybody is going to be there, and so I want to interview you and others. And the other hotel just doesn't, well, frankly, it's for viewers of a film later, so it looks good in the background when we're in the common area or whatever when we interview you. So that's where all the happening is going to be. I want to put the call out for demonstrators to come out and for citizen media to come out. And when the cops walk over and say, leave, it's not a free country, you're not allowed to protest your owners, just say, officer, I'm free press. And they'll say, who are you with? You can say, I'm with Infowars.com, freelance reporter. And I'm offering $1,000. But I need a call at the office. We'll maybe put a hotline number up at the end of the show. I don't want to, I need to know now, in the next day, if a listener or group of listeners will check in, and then I'll end up, you know, if I get the video, because I'm sure two or three people will do it, but I need good video of the front of the place, around it, you know, just check in like it's no big deal, and then go out and get video and just say you're a tourist, you're allowed to do that. Video of the boardrooms, video, get good shots on a tripod, and I'll tell everybody, $1,000 plus your hotel room, and what is that, fancy ones, $300 or something? But
it's the $270 plus tax.
Okay, for the fancy one or for the Hilton? How much for the Marriott?
The Westfields Marriott is a lot more, $300 to $600 a night. But the one we're staying in Hilton in Herndon is $270.
But there is a restaurant. Our listeners could go there and say they're dining.
Well, I'll always check that out. They have a restaurant. They have a cocktail lounge.
Okay, so you can pull in, say you're going to the cocktail lounge, get your courage up by drinking a few martinis. I'm joking, listeners. And then, the days. And then, the days of not having a headache. I'm glad I quit drinking. But no, I'm serious. It'll be hard not to be drinking, Jim, with you if you're drinking a beer at night, a toddy.
Well, now, we're talking about the Hilton and Herndon now, not the Westfields Marriott where the scene is from.
No, I'm saying we need to send listeners now to get video at the Marriott beforehand, and they can go into the bar and not have to pay, or the restaurant, and say they're there for that, and get us video so I can put something out on the web, because we're going to get there and it's going to be locked down, and for some reason,
I thought
it was starting Friday, so I thought I could fly in Wednesday and get video. You're saying now they're going to lock it down Wednesday.
Well, traditionally they start putting up the sawhorses and deploying the guards at about noon on a Wednesday. Now that's not 100%. I one time was surprised to be allowed to roll in on Wednesday, but it was later in the afternoon. They said we've got to clear the hotel out now. Private meeting.
Yeah, there's no doubt they're listening to us right now. Point is, listeners, get in there now. Check in there now. And I will pay you for your trouble if I use it. If you send me some shaky video I can't use, I won't do it. And I'm a pretty nice guy. Even if I get sent two or three videos,
I'll end up compensating those, even though it's not the video I'm going to pay $1,000 for. But I'm not made out of money here. I had to pay for a lot of the footage I'm using in this new film. But, I mean, it's important. I need that footage inside. I don't want to have to make another trip back to Virginia just to get it when they're not there. It's an oversight of mine. Jim, I mean, that's a good idea to send listeners in, isn't it?
Oh, yes. By all means, the more people we have outside the gates, the more they're diverted.
I'm tempted to try to stay until Monday but to try to dig through their trash. But aren't they even careful about their trash?
Yes. Years ago, the sources on the staff of the Bilderberg Resort could pick up pieces of paper that'd be interesting instead of throwing it in the trash can, put it in their pocket, and give it to me later. But now there's some discipline to, the Bilderberg kids themselves are disciplined to leave nothing, no piece of paper anywhere, and if they accidentally do, the staff is disciplined to put it in a trash can.
Jim, stay there. I want to hear about this on the other side. Final segment, Jim Tucker, straight ahead.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Final segment with Jim Tucker. He's back from smoking a cigarette during the break. Jim, you there?
Yep.
How was that delicious non-filtered cigarette?
It's good, clean fun.
Hey, what kind of non-filters are those? It's the generic.
They look like pill mills used to look, which is a long long lucky strike. In Virginia, we buy them for $1.70 a pack of by the carton.
I've been a smoker off and on, and I borrowed one of your cigarettes, bummed one, and you are one tough son of a gun. I mean, that is the roughest filterless, and I've smoked filterless Camels before years ago. Those are some tough cigarettes, buddy boy.
Well, when I was a kid, the cigarettes did not have tampon tips on them. They just had cork tips on some of them.
Oh, my God.
It just wasn't there, and I never got used to it.
Jim Tucker, what a character. 30-plus years covering Bilderberg. This is convenient for you because you live in Virginia. I guess the Bilderberg boys love you.
My home is about 70 miles down in central Virginia.
But this is closer than Istanbul.
Well, definitely. And actually, flying is not much fun anymore anyway. At first, I was disgusted that neither Bilderberg or Trilateral Commission would take me to Europe this year like they're supposed to. But then I started thinking about the hassles of flying last year, and I was kind of glad not to have to fly back to Europe.
Yeah, you got to have they give you proctology exams now at the airport.
Well, one tip on traveling these days to avoid being singled out in profile, or whatever they call it, is to do not take a bath for 2 weeks. Wear a dirty T-shirt and dirty pair of shorts and some floppy shoes and mess up your hair. Then you'll breeze right through.
By the way, folks, this is the real Jim Tucker. I'm always serious with him. You start joking around. He's really a character. Jim, I look forward to hanging out with you. You're going to be able to give me an hour or so to do an interview in the hotel room, right?
Yeah. We'll work out the time, or do you have a time already in mind?
Well, we'll do it whenever you want, after we film them coming in or after you filed stories, whenever it's convenient. And also, we'll be happy to chauffeur you about. I would like to get you trying to go up and enter the ritual like you always do, you know, the ritual of trying to get in. I'd like to, you know, ferry you about. I mean, I know a lot of other folks will be happy to do it too, but if you'd like us to ferry you about, we'll be at the same hotel with you, okay?
Oh, very good.
Yeah, we love you, Jim. It's always fun to get the chance to hang out with a real Americana, and you are it. You are certainly last of the Mohicans when it comes to straw-hatted gumshoe reporters. Jim, so it's hard to get documents because they now, we've stolen so many of them out of their meetings that they're really trying to keep lock and key on those.
Yes, but this new age of the Internet has created something that's been quite positive over the last, I'd say, about 4 years. Before, you had to get there early and develop sources within. It took a long time to win their confidence. They'd be very low-key about it. And fortunately, one or two would step forward. After you worked them over for about 24 hours in a very low-key, reassuring way. Don't tell me your name that way. If they put me on the rack, I can identify. I can't name you. But with the Internet, I'm hearing sources coming forward from the upper management level of these places. And, of course, they know how to go on the Internet. They get curious about, they've known for months or a year the place is going to be sealed off for some big important meeting of very important people.
Oh, Jim, I got to hold you 1 minute over to ask you a question. Did you see the Washington Post admit Bilderberg Group?
No, and I read the Post every day.
Okay, let me dig it out. It's here in the stack somewhere. Oh, no, it's in my yesterday stack. I'll try to find it. It's the headlines, they rule. Stay there. Stay there, Jim. Back in 70 seconds. You have no time to smoke a cigarette. Coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Herbal